This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, America. How are you?
And now, from the studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense, the only show dedicated to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. America, class is now in session. Right here, right now. Let's welcome this week's host.
Hey, Jim Brown here today with Leo Honeycutt on the Common Sense Show. Glad to have you with us on this wintry time of year. Leo, good to see you. How you getting along today?
Well, I dug out. You know, for us to get snow in the deep south is quite a miraculous thing. And so we had other people in northern states are going, what? And yeah, we had about 3 inches in the Baton Rouge, New Orleans area. And it shut down the entire city. All the schools were closed. Most businesses, most state offices were closed. So
just for an inkling the snow may fall. Shut down schools, shut down everything. And it really wasn't that bad. I mean, there's no real serious shutdowns. I've not been around. So I was raised in St. Louis, Missouri. That's where I went to high school. And for you listeners up there in the Missouri area, went to Ladue High School up there. And, of course, from Thanksgiving to probably March, you had major snow threats. I remember snow galore over Christmas and Thanksgiving. And we had chains. One of the things my dad taught me was to put chains on my tires. And it was a way of life. You got around. Well, gosh, a snow like that would just bring complete chaos down here to this part of the country.
Look, if 3 inches did that to us over about a 48-hour period, imagine if we had a real snowfall.
Well, it was great. We made snowmen, and I think, of course, snow's going up all the way up the East Coast with tremendous flow coming in. What a contradiction and what a disturbing thing to think that massive snowstorms from Texas up the East Coast and our friends out in California, our listeners in California, are just facing one wildfire after the other.
What is the deal? It's a wildfire not just every year now. It's a wildfire almost every month. What is the deal?
Well, it's just a crazy combination. Very high winds that are not normally continuing that way.
I lived out there for a couple of years, and Santa Ana winds are something to be to contend with. So.
And then it's so dry, they're begging for rain, and so, of course, the lightning or carelessness or for any number of reasons, a fire starts and breaks out. And those poor folks, in Brentwood, in
Bel Air,
Los Angeles, San Diego, some of the Del Mar. You see the terrible scene where the poor guy is there trying to protect. All of a sudden he wakes up and he lives there in the horse barn at the huge racetrack at Del Mar and looks up and sees the flames coming, complete panic. And so finally he just turns all the horses out, let them run, and they finally picked them up, took their other location. But some horses panicked and didn't know what to do and stayed in the stalls and burned to death. Or others ran out and went in circles and came back in their stall because they were so confused. So, just terrible, terrible situation. So anyway, excuse me, our heart goes out to both sides of the country with those terrible tragedies. And I hope that as the holidays go on, it all settles down, gets back to normal.
Now, we lived in Denver for 2 years. It was nothing to have a 6-foot snow with drifts up to 10, 15 feet up against the house. So, and it's funny because where we live, too, in south of Denver, down toward Parker, they have what's called a gunite soil, and you can't plant any plants up against the houses because when you water the plants, not gunite, bentonite soil, when you water the plants, it actually expands this long, dried dirt, and it's like it pushes in. It will break concrete walls, and most everybody, of course, up there has a basement. So if you planted trees or shrubs up against the house, it would break the wall in your basement.
Yeah. We don't have basements in the South, I guess, because of
we call them wells.
That's right. Because you just don't have the height. You don't have a... the feet above sea level to protect you from. I lived up in North Louisiana, and Faraday did have a wine cellar up there, and I never had any problems. Pretty high area up that way, but still, we just don't have that many down this way. So, we're getting all ready for the Christmas season. Leo, let's talk about several things in the news to bring our listeners up to date. First of all, the Supreme Court heard arguments this week on the cake case, where a baker, I believe out in Oregon, is saying that he because of his religious beliefs, where he does not believe in gay marriage, he's refusing to make a cake for a couple that want to get married. And he's saying that he's expressing his freedom of speech to do that. It's a tough question when you go to your right to speak. And I'm just trying to think of some analogies. You and I were talking off the air. I'm an attorney. And so when you come in to seek an attorney, attorneys know their limitations and can probably pick and choose their cases. If you're a baker, if you are, say, a fast food restaurant, you say you own a fast food type restaurant, you are basically putting yourself out to all the general public. You're opening his door and saying, we are open to any and everybody. Come on in, and we'll do business with you. And apparently the Supreme Court makes that distinction in terms of what you can do. You're a writer, for example. If I'm wondering this case, you come in and someone says, well, I want you to write a book about my business. My parents formed this business, and I've made it a success, and I'm going to give you a retainer. You take the retainer. And then they say, and as you know, I'm gay, and you have a religious preference against that. Then you say, well, I'm going to give you your money back. I'm not going to write your book because I'm gay. Does that violate, the Equal Protection Clause under the Constitution? Those are some tough questions. I just don't know.
Well, this entire area is a gray area, and it really comes down to what's in a person's heart. If they like it, if they like doing what they do and they like serving people, I'm not sure it should really matter what their personal preferences is. Obviously, if they're maybe a neo-Nazi, or if they ascribe to, some extremist group, then you wouldn't want to go with that. But what I'm saying is that this really kind of comes from inside. I can understand both sides of the cake issue. It seems kind of silly to me, but it... But at the same time, I can see where this couple decided not to go down the street, decided not to, and they made an issue out of it. And so the guy that would not do the cake, he just decided that, he's going to make an issue out of it. So there you go.
Well, first of all, why would you want to do business with someone who had a bigoted belief against you?
Right.
I wouldn't do business with him, and I'd poor mouth him and put it on Facebook. Everybody else, look, don't go do business with this guy. Look,
Well, wait. Now that could be construed as being hate speech, and that could be construed as being libelous.
Well, I have the right to express my freedom of speech in terms of your opinion, as long as I don't character assassination. You could be right. Shows you how murky it is. Part of the argument in the Supreme Court was the painter. A painter can paint a picture and say, basically, I'm expressing my religious beliefs in my paint, whether in my painting or whatever my beliefs are. I express my Nazi beliefs or the devil rules, or that I hate people who are gay. I think that would be protected in the painting that you would do. I'm expressing my right and freedom of speech to say I don't like gays, I don't like blacks, I'm Scottish, I don't like Scotsmen, I have a prejudice against Scotsmen. But and the guy creating the cake says, well, actually, he's creating a painting on that canvas that expresses the same message. And he does not want to have that message on his cake, which he says is just like a painting. So it's a very murky issue. There's going to be a 5-4 decision from the Supreme Court. And
I can understand that, I guess, but that's sure a stretch.
Well, I think a lot of these issues should be settled. If someone doesn't want to do business with me, I don't want to do business with them.
Period, yeah.
And so,
most of us just go on. We just go do something else.
Anyway, it's a tough question. The Supreme Court heard all the discussions this week, and the Justice Department, the Trump Justice Department, is on the side of the baker. They're saying he should have the right to express his religious beliefs, and that is not really discriminatory as such. And it's an unclear picture. The arguments were unclear, And it's going to be something that the court will come down on the next month. It'll be interesting to see how it comes down. It's going to be controversial, whatever happens.
Yeah.
Hey, Leo, let's take a pause. I want to come back and talk about several things with you on the agenda today. I want to get into these bitcoins again. I want to talk about
this. It costs a lot more than a bit right now, I can tell you.
Boy, the price has gone up tremendously.
Yes.
This moving the embassy, America's embassy, to Jerusalem and the chaos that's caused. I want to talk about Trump's efforts on the environment to deal with selling off national parks. So lots to visit with. Our website, RadioCommonSense.com, with Leo Honeycutt and Jim Brown, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Familiar Evil, the chilling true story by Ronna Gray of the international search for a television personality that exposed his dark side. Winner of 11 National Book Awards, including Best True Crime of 2017. Familiar Evil goes inside the criminal investigation that sent shockwaves from Louisiana to London. Available in hardback and ebook at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Books A Million, with signed copies at FamiliarEvil.com.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure. Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisafe, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana's been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
Well, if you want to see the most dysfunctional part of America, look at Washington, D.C. right now, Leo. I'm here with Leo Honeycutt, and our website is radiocommonsense.com. Leo Honeycutt is leohoneycutt.net. I want to, but look what's going on in Washington. They take this tax bill that supposedly raises the taxes on most middle-income Americans. If you're very rich, you come out hitting a home run.
Yep.
Yeah, hits tremendously. And it's like 490 pages and all hand markings all the way through it, jammed through. No one's read it. Nobody knows what it says. I hope it's okay for you and me, Leo, and for our listeners out there. But it's just so bizarre that in the last minute this is jammed through just so the Republicans can say we did something. You know, we declared victory. And the ramifications, the national debt, how many $1 trillion in the next 10 years will the debt go up over this bill?
Yep.
And so rather than airing it out and letting us know, your congressman doesn't know what it is. If you ask your congressman or senator about it, they don't know what's in it. They have no idea what's in it. And I don't mind. We need to do something about taxes and lower a variety of rates. But and I love this quote, by the way. Top Republican senator says this, 7-term Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. He's a senior member of the Senate Finance Committee who drafted this bill. And so here's what he says. He's very excited that they have raised dramatically the estate tax so that very wealthy people don't get hit with taxes and they can pass it on to their kids. Okay, that's one issue. But here's what he says. I think not having the estate tax recognizes that people are investing as opposed to those that are just spending every darn dime they have, whether it's on booze, women, or movies. So in other words, if you got a big estate, then you're a good guy. You can pass it on to your kids. But if you're, you know, one of the peons like you and I, mm-hmm. we don't have an estate tax to pay, Leo, because we don't have a big estate, because we are spending every darn penny we have on booze, on women, and on movies. Is that you, Leo?
He nailed me.
He got you.
I mean,
right.
He pegged me on that one. That's what I'm doing. Uh-huh. Right.
Grassley, I'll tell you, I don't know if they've got a lot. What the whole flow is up in Iowa. Is there that many billionaires in Iowa?
Well, no. I mean, the only one I can think of is up there in Nebraska, you know, the Oracle
Buffett,
of Omaha,
right?
Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah, but Jimmy, that's close.
Oh, yeah. Warren's brother.
Yeah, they raised the estate tax from $5.5 million up to $11 million for couples. So, there are pros and cons on that. And that's not my issue. My issue is if you don't have an estate to tax on, according to Senator Chuck Grassley, who is, again, senior member of the Senate Finance Committee, then you just don't have it because you're spending all your money on booze, women, and movies.
I want to talk about generalization.
Now, he missed it. He probably could have insulted a few more people. Like, he could have insulted gamblers, could have said anybody that gambles. Those who waste all their money on their kids and take, you know, and on Christmas presents, that kind of thing. He could have insulted a lot more people. I guess maybe he's lucky he only insulted about half the population.
Well, and that's true. And you were talking about the, the death tax. You know, we've labeled it now the death tax, the inheritance tax. And I used to think on the face of it, of course, it looks like, well, that's just horrible. The government takes the money that you spent your whole life trying to build up. I did a little investigation several years ago on this, and the estate tax actually came from the founding fathers, who were very desperate to try to put in something into the Constitution that would prevent, over the years, over the centuries, only a handful of families from owning the property in the United States, owning land, because they felt like as they got more successful and got richer, that they would buy up the land around them, and you'd wind up being just like the feudal kingdoms in Europe,
right?
And they wanted to make sure that that didn't happen in the United States, and so that's why they instituted such a heavy inheritance tax.
Well, and in this day and age, maybe it's time to raise the level in terms of what you can pass on, because I certainly want to pass on what I have to my kids. I don't have a problem because I'm not in that level. I'm not in the $10 million range.
But you see, though, Jim, if you're creative and you're able to amass this fortune and you amass this estate and you amass all this land, you can pass it on to your kids. In our cases, as writers, you've written a book and I've written five. We only own our own property for 99 years. That means you really can't pass it on to your descendants because of the copyright laws.
Right.
So in the United States, you can only own it. You can create it. It can be completely your work, but you can only own it for up to 99 years, or your family can. Now, what I want to know is why can the creative folks who are on Wall Street amass these fortunes just shuffling money, and yet they can keep it forever?
That's right. Yeah, there's no distinction. There's no distinction.
So, you know, it sort of falls into the same category there. And I think we need to go to our congressman and find out about getting that just overturned so that the family owns the rights to your creativity and your writing in perpetuity.
Why should it go after 99 years? I agree with you on that. I mean, especially books that are going to be immortal. I mean, there's going to be Shakespeare, there's going to be Aristotle, there's going to be Leo Honeycutt. And so as a consequence, you know, and your great-grandkids should benefit from the huge royalties.
There you go.
I mean, I've got five or six full-time bookkeepers just taking care of all your business, of all the royalty money coming in.
Well,
right,
let's
now
get those movie rights, okay?
Right.
Let's get those movie rights going.
The other issue in Washington is all these congressmen that are bailing out, they're resigning now because of the one things they've said to their employees.
Oh, boy.
And I love this one. Here's Representative Trent Franks of Arizona. He's a conservative Republican. He's resigning because apparently he's kind of harassing his employees to be the surrogate mother of his child. And he offers one of his employees $5 million if she will carry his baby as a surrogate mother. $5 million. He's a very wealthy congressman worth about $50 million.
And so how is she going to get impregnated, in vitro?
Well, that's the discussion. At one time he said in vitro. Other times he said he'd like to do it personally. And so what, $5 million?
So that gives whole new meaning to giving at the office.
Yeah, well, that's right. Yeah, well, that's the truth. You know, I've read a little bit about that surrogacy, where, you know, there are a lot of times there are well-educated college ladies who say, look, you know, for a couple $100,000, I'll carry your child, and I'll, you know, that money pays for my whole education, gets me going. And that apparently is done, and not just occasionally, but apparently there's an entire market there.
Wow.
But boy, the congressman, I don't know why he chose this young lady, but $5 million to carry the baby?
Hmm.
Now, he and his wife have three-year-old twin girls who were conceived through surrogacy. So that's how they were conceived.
Oh, okay.
But
well, I'm not sure that makes it right, but, you know, whatever.
But so you got he's resigned. You've got the Al Franken situation. And here's what I wonder. You know, Al Franken resigned, and he's in the state that the governor is going to appoint another Democrat. If that state had a Republican governor who would have reported Republican, I'm wondering if the Democrats would have been so anxious to put Al Franken out.
Because right.
That would have dealt with the balance in the Senate. Politics and all this stuff, Leo, everything you do. Coming on back, and we're going to talk about this whole Jerusalem issue, about why is it such a big deal as to where the American embassy is, and apparently it is a big deal. We'll come back and talk about it. Our website is RadioCommonSense.com. Jim Brown here with Leo Honeycutt. Leo's website is LeoHoneycutt.net. Leo's got some special prizes to give away later on. We'll be right back after this message.
Listening to Jim Brown, Common Sense.
I like
right here
that
on the Genesis
My
Communications Sense Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
This is the old Cajun contractor Michael King here, host of Home Talk USA. Did you know that you can now shop and purchase online quality name brand tools and accessories at discounted prices from one of the top most visited online hardware stores, The Handy City? That's right. You can now take the hassle of having to go out and purchase these products. Just think, you can now order all of the top name brands from the comfort of your home computer and have it delivered straight to you in most cases. And the shipping is free. All the products are personally endorsed by me and guaranteed 100% by the manufacturer by using our online store. You'll be also helping to keep our popular home improvement radio show on the air. So please check out our website today at TheHandyCity.com. That's TheHandyCity.com. I'll say it again, TheHandyCity.com. Quality products at discount prices straight to you. I have only one thing I can say. Sauce le bon ton roulet. Let the good times roll. Yay!
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
Back to our show, Jim Brown here with Leo Honeycutt here on a weekend for you. Glad you're joining us. We're talking about a lot of things that are going on in the news. And one very controversial issue we're seeing all over the news right now is that the United States officially is recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. Israel has, as I understand it, most of its government buildings and all of its official activities right now that are in Jerusalem. Well, I say that's true. Let's find out a little bit about that. We've got with us here Professor John Quigley. He's Professor Emeritus at International Law. He's written a number of books about the Middle East, The Statehood of Palestine, International Diplomacy of Israel's Founders. They're all on our website at radiocommonsense.com. I want to get into why the controversy is important, why it affects most Americans, and get a little more insight into it. Hey, Professor Quigley, glad you joined us on the Common Sense Show today.
Thank you very much.
I'm not sure. Would you answer the first question there that I tried to pose? Where is the capital right now in Israel, where the president, the prime minister, the cabinet, the legislators, where do they reside? Is it Tel Aviv or is it Jerusalem?
It's all in Jerusalem.
They're all in Jerusalem right now. But
All of the various embassies are in Tel Aviv right now, which is also one of the larger cities in Israel. Give us a little history of the controversy and what has caused us so much consternation now with Middle Eastern representatives, whether they be part of the Palestinians and other countries, raising so much ruckus over where America wants to put its embassy.
Yeah, that's a good question and not an easy one to answer. I mean, you can look at it from the present time. You can also look at it historically. If you look at it from the present time, the understanding over the last few years is that the status of Jerusalem is supposed to be negotiated as between the Palestine government and the Israel government. And that's why foreign countries have not put their embassies in Jerusalem, because that if you put your embassies there, that's kind of an indication that you accept that as being the capital of the country, and that would kind of pre-decide one of the issues that is supposed to be resolved by negotiation. So presently, no single foreign country has its embassy in Jerusalem. Now, President Trump says he's planning to move the U.S. embassy there. At the same time, he has signed a waiver under the Jerusalem Embassy Act of 1995, a waiver that says that it is in the national security interest of the United States not to move the embassy to Jerusalem. So he's being a bit contradictory in that regard, but the fact that he has signed this waiver about national security, you know, shows the importance of the issue. Now, if you go back to 1948, when Israel became established, at that time it was understood by the international community that Jerusalem needed to have some kind of status that wouldn't simply go with one side or the other. The idea then was to have a kind of a UN trusteeship over Jerusalem for a period of time. But the Israeli government began, you might say, encroaching by first taking over the territory of the western part of the city by, you know, military fighting in 1948, and then gradually moving more and more of its governmental functions into Jerusalem against the wishes of the United Nations. When Israel applied for membership in the UN in 1949, it was demanded of Israel that they make a commitment that they were not going to make Jerusalem into their capital. And that commitment was given by Abba Ibn, who was the representative of Israel at the UN at the time.
And let me, Professor, let me just interrupt you a second so I can clarify this for my listeners. A lot of our listeners may not know the sanctity of Jerusalem, why it's so important, not just to Jews, but to Christians and to Muslims. All three religious groups have what they consider are very strong historical ties to Jerusalem. So they all have an interest. They say that this is almost a Mecca, a shrine for their particular religious beliefs. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes. And I think that's in good part why you see the extent of concern over what Mr. Trump has done. The concern is expressed not only by the Palestinians who are directly affected, but also by Muslim majority governments around the world and Christian governments as well. I mean, you see the Pope having weighed in on this.
Right. No, I see exactly what you're saying. So, well, I want to make that point because it's just not convenience or just to kind of draw a line in the sand per se. But, Christians feel like Jesus Christ was crucified in Jerusalem and Jews is considered a holy land, as do Muslims. So and what you're saying is that
maybe it'll end up where it'll be the capital of Jerusalem, but that's all supposed to be negotiated, and the United States going ahead and saying they're going to move their embassy basically kind of flies in the face of having a good faith compromise to negotiate. Is that how you see it?
That's exactly right.
Now, how about as far as the other embassies? I mean, there are many. Are all the other embassies located in Tel Aviv, I wonder, or where are they located?
Yes, they are all located in Tel Aviv.
Some people who are cynical say this, that why would Donald Trump stir all this up? You think there's any politics involved? You've got, for example, the whole Russian issue and the investigations going on, the special prosecutor. You've got this Alabama Senate race that's going to take place on Tuesday that has caused so much division and put the Trump administration on the defensive. And so this is an issue. Do you think this is really that hot of an issue in the United States? Do you think that most Jews in the United States, is it a big, big deal to them? It just seems like Trump may be playing some politics, and it may be good politics for him in the U.S. Domestically, it may be good politics to divert the attention from these other issues, focus it on Israel. Those Jews that really care about it are will be very supportive of the president, and he doesn't really lose that much on the domestic level, whereas on the international level, of course, he's caused a great deal of controversy. What do you think about that opinion, Professor?
Yeah, I think that's a very reasonable analysis of it. I mean, if you look at it from the international standpoint, as you say, there doesn't seem to be any upside. That is, even if Mr. Trump thinks that eventually Israel should have its capital in Jerusalem, he's kind of given this to Israel without demanding any concessions. I mean, as somebody who is supposed to be a good deal maker, seems to be giving something away for nothing at the international level. So then one does logically look for domestic reasons as to why Mr. Trump did this. And it may well be to divert from other issues. It may well be because he gets a good deal of campaign money from a particular source that is pushing him in this direction. That's Mr. Sheldon Adelson.
And Professor, we've got to go. I'd like to follow this up with you in a few weeks. An interesting conversation. Professor of International Law at Ohio State University. What we should have asked you is, should Ohio State have been in that Final Four football-wise or not? But we'll get back to you, Professor, and talk to you some more. All these books are on our website, and we'll see you here soon. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines.
Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Hey, our website is RadioCommonSense.com. I'm here with my co-host, Leo Honeycutt. We're trying to analyze what's going on in the world. Leo, it's Christmas time. You traditionally have a giveaway program for your books. You've written a marvelous crime novel or suspense thriller, if you will, called Over the Edge, published by the Lisbon Press, my publishing company. What's your Christmas giveaway? Tell us what you're going
to
do.
Well, the first 20 people that go online to leohoneycutt.net, they go to my website, then I'm going to just, all they have to do is put on their address and I'll send it to them. So, but it had, I have to, obviously have to limit it. So the first 20 people who log on, we're not, I don't have a service that blogs anybody. We don't email anybody. So, you know, you're not going to get constant emails from me trying to get you to buy more books. But for the first 20 people, it's just a Merry Christmas thing.
So what you do is you go to Leo Honeycutt, H-O-N-E-Y-C-U-T-T.
.net.
.net.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go on the website, it'll show all the books you've written.
Yep.
And there'll be a place where you can sign up. How will the people, what can they do when they go on the website? How does it work?
Well, they just go on the website and go to the interested in more information. There's a thing there for their snail mail. Just write it in there, and then we'll send the book.
So but I'd like the Leo Honeycutt book.
The book, the Over the Edge book. The Over the Edge book is about Barry Seal. Stories that were inspired by Barry Seal. And, of course, that movie is out in the movie houses right now
Tom Cruise, the drug runner that made a fortune in running drugs from South America into Louisiana and other parts of the South.
And also, it wasn't just that. He was at one point working with Lieutenant. Anyway, he was part of the CIA.
Right, a fascinating story. Like I say, Tom Cruise in most of the movie theaters right now about Barry Seal going on. So,
yeah,
it's a good Christmas gift, and it's a good Christmas buy. I thoroughly enjoyed reading it, Over the Edge by Leo Honeycutt.
It's very edgy.
Yeah, on the LisbonPress.com. Big controversy going on, Leo. I know you want to weigh in on this, up in a suburb of Pittsburgh. Now, Pittsburgh is very protective of animals. They don't want you to be cruel to animals. Well, a guy up there is trapping raccoons, And the prosecutor up in Pittsburgh is saying, well, that is being cruel to animals if you track down or if you trap a raccoon. Now, a raccoon, if you folks aren't familiar with raccoons, we got them all over the place down here in the South. It's a big rat, a great big rat. And so the question is, should
now,
that
wait
be
a minute. Daniel Boone used to wear a coonskin cap. He liked coons.
Well, I agree with you. He did. He did. But I guess the question is, Deputy District Attorney Jennifer DiGiovanni, she says, a raccoon is very different from a cockroach, for example. She says that animals like raccoons should not be killed, or if so, be killed humanely. And the judge is out on the decision. You know, Governor Jimmy Davis, for your listeners out there, if you want to know the most popular song, the most recognized song in the entire world, it's a song by a Louisiana guy who was governor of this state for just several terms, named Governor Jimmy Davis. And, Leo, the name of the song is?
You Are My Sunshine.
My Own, that's right. Sunshine. And I didn't know if it could be recognized. I'll tell you a story, Leo. I was up at, I went to Thailand. I was with some friends in Thailand, really I'm just as a tourist. We went up to the northern border between where Cambodia and Vietnam was, right up on the Cambodian border, Burma-Cambodia border. That's where the Golden Triangle, they used to call it, where they run all the drugs. So we're up there in a little restaurant for breakfast. It's got a dirt floor out in the boonies like you couldn't believe. And the young waitress is obviously hustling for a tip and says, oh, I love Americans. We want to go to America. She says, I know American song. I says, what's the American song? She breaks out there, you are my sunshine. You know? So if they know it up in the Golden Triangle on the Cambodian-Thailand border, I guess maybe it is. But anyway, the point I'm telling you about Governor Jimmy Davis was his favorite meal was a raccoon. That's what he liked to eat. And he had a farm just above me in a little area called Tensaw Parish, Louisiana. And when he traveled back and forth back to the state capitol, my office was kind of a nice little stop for coffee and a bathroom break and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And every time the governor would come by, he says, Jim, any chance of me getting a raccoon? You think I'd like to get a coon? We want a coon. We call them coon down here.
Really?
And I would kind of put the word out to the locals. And when he'd come through, he said, I'm coming by tomorrow. I'd always have a raccoon from my freezer. I said, Governor, how do you cook a raccoon to make it? He says, here's how you do. Here's the recipe. You take that raccoon and you boil it for about 12 hours. You boil the raccoon. You cut the musk off, and you boil it for about 12 hours. Then after 12 hours of boiling, you cut it up in little strips, and you fry it. And that's how you eat a raccoon, according to Governor Jimmy Davis.
That's how you do it, huh? So, I can't say it. You never see that on any of the finer restaurant menus.
Well, maybe not where you live. Maybe down here in Cajun country and where we rednecks live.
I'll take the raccoon. Is it fresh tonight?
Yeah, is it fresh? Yeah. Yeah. We just caught it in the trap here about 2 hours ago.
Not in Pittsburgh, you didn't.
That's right. Any event. So,
wow.
So Pittsburgh, you don't catch a raccoon. That's very true. Here's an interesting story about what's happening in New York. We're so concerned about crime, and we should be. And I always wondered about this, and some parts of New York City are using this. They're doing a new initiative called neighborhood policing, Leo. And, you know, we live in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and a number of communities allow their police officers to live wherever they want to live. Well, in this part of New York, they want the police officer to live within his district or her district and to be actively a part of the district. You give your cell phone number to folks in the district. Mm-hmm. And your time is spent on foot, or if you're in your car, out of your car, you know the neighborhood. You know the locals. You know the local shops. You know if there's local gangs. You kind of know who the gangs are because you build relationships with them. So that you get calls and people trust you. You're just not driving through in a squad car two or three times a day. I think that's kind of, I just felt like we got away from that, where the local policing, and if you give a car, for example, I think let the police officer take his or her car home. if you're living in the district, mm-hmm. because it's a presence. Now, you get the car, you can use the gas, you can take your family in it, but you're on duty basically 24 hours a day. If you're in civilian clothes and something, you got to respond to a call in your district,
right,
in your district.
Right.
I wish we'd think more along those lines, because the policing is so impersonal in most parts of the country, and often we don't really... there's no knowledge of what's happening in the neighborhood. And if you have that knowledge, there's a better chance there's communication where you won't have the crime. I just thought that was interesting. I just passed that on to you.
Well, it is, except the police now have a big X on their backs. I mean, ever since the cop killings last year, do you realize that most of the recruiting across the country is down by 60 to 70%? Because who wants to go into law enforcement?
Well, that's why you've got to create the climate. I mean, I agree to the conviction. Was it in South Carolina this week of the police officer who's got 20 years in jail who, you know, he said he was on defensive when he shot the guy who's in danger of his life, and you saw him, the young man, running away. And he's 15, 20 yards away, and he's shooting at him, shot him five times, hit him in the back, and so he got convicted. So those are tough questions, and there's no easy answer. I'm just saying the issue where we live. Police officers live in another parish, and they go home at night and leave the parish and leave the law enforcement. If you're going to be a law enforcement officer, pay them better, but let them be more part of the community. That's the point I'm making. Look, this is a huge issue that has so many facets to it. Reading about the young lady out in San Francisco who was killed by the illegal immigrant who'd committed 7 felonies, and the only reason...
He had been deported 5 times.
5 times. And the only reason he was in San Francisco, her name was Kate Steinle, a ribbon in the country.
Walking with her father.
But if San Francisco had not been a sanctuary city where criminals felt protected, that young lady would be alive today, you see. That's why he went to San Francisco. But you're right. Deported 5 times, committed 7 felonies right out on the street.
And what I don't understand is, and I know the jury had a lot more details than we do, but how in the world, he said he sat at this park bench, there happened to be a gun below it. He picks up the gun. It happens to go off. It happens to ricochet around 90 yards and hit her in the back.
Well, a San Francisco jury, who can respond to what they did? They just said that they convicted him of having an illegal weapon, and hopefully he'll go to jail for 4 or 5 years on that. Very bizarre. Leo, we're out of time for the break. Got to take a break for the top of the news. Our website's radiocommonsense.com. Going to come back about talk bitcoins, environmentalism, breaking up national parks. A lot to talk about. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back on the Common Sense Show.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Familiar Evil, the chilling true story by Ronna Gray of the international search for a television personality that exposed his dark side. Winner of 11 National Book Awards, including Best True Crime of 2017. Familiar Evil goes inside the criminal investigation that sent shockwaves from Louisiana to London. Available in hardback and ebook at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Books A Million, with signed copies at FamiliarEvil.com.
When I get to about 3/4,
when I get down to the bottom,
a couple more scoops,
it's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a big tube of Doggo Suds free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Doggo Suds shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Doggo Suds
free this week at Dynavite.com.
If it's working, don't quit. Dynovite.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.